Hallelujah, peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah, 愿神的平安与大家同在。
This morning, we would like to study one topic, is the most wonderful book.
今天早上我们要跟大家一起学习的题目，最奇妙的书。
We know we, as a Christian, we always study the Bible.
我们都知道，身为一个基督徒，当然读经是不可以少的。
But why do we need to study the Bible?
我们为什么要学习圣经呢？
In the second article of our faith, True Jesus Church, talk about the Holy Bible.
那么在我们真耶稣教会第二条，也就是十大信条里面的第二条，就讲到要读经这回事。
Last time we talked about the first one, we was to believe the one true God.
上次我们提到第一条第一个信条，也就是要信独一真神。
So now we talk about the second one is about the Bible.
今天我们来谈谈第二条，也就是要谈谈圣经。
First we talk about Bible and our life.
我们首先谈谈圣经跟我们生活有什么关系。
Bible is just like a map.
圣经就好像一个地图一样。
If we come to a new places,
今天我们到了一个新地方。
We must need a map.To go continue the direction.
我们通常都需要一张地图告诉我们往哪里走。
For example, when we first came to Vancouver as a new immigrant,
就好像大家都还记得当大家移民刚到温哥华的时候。
The first thing is buy a map so that we know where we are.
我们可能第一件事情就是要买个地图看看我们住哪里要往哪里。
Otherwise, we get lost.
要不然我们就会迷路了。
Life is also like a journey.
今天我们所行的人生的道路上就好像我们路一样。
If we do not have a direction,
如果今天我们迷失了方向
we'll get lost.
我们当然就会是迷失了。
Or sometimes we buy a new machine at home, try to use it.
今天如果我们买了一个新的机器在家里想要用用
Maybe a new computer or new vacuum or new whatever.
好像我们的电脑我们的电视我们一切的家电制品。
You have to open the package, you have to go to the manual.
盒子一打开，第一件事情我们都要找怎么使用呢
？If we say, "Oh no, I don't want to need a manual. I just go straight into using the machine," most likely we'll screw up. We will make the machine become not functioning.
有时候我们不看使用规则就直接开始用，很可能我们就把机器给用坏了。
So today we have our life.
今天我们有自己的生活。
We have our physical life.
我们有属肉的生活。
We have our spiritual life.
我们也有属灵的生活。
But where's the manual?
但是这个说明书在哪里
？The manual is the Bible.
那么这个说明书就是我们的圣经。
Give us all the instruction how to operate it so that we can have so much benefit physically and spiritually.
这个圣经也就是这本说明书，不只在我们属肉，也在属灵，告诉我们如何来走。
So let's now go through quickly what is the second article of our faith.
所以我们很快的看一下我们的第二条信条，信圣经。
The Holy Bible, consisting of the Old and New Testament, is inspired by God, the only scriptural truth and the standard for our Christian living.
要相信新旧约圣经都是神所默示的，为证明真道唯一之根据及信徒生活的准则。
So this is the second article of our faith.
这也就是我们第二条信条最重要的一个中心。
Now, when we talk about the Bible, we always talk aboutTestament, Old Testament or New Testament.
一讲到圣经，大家最熟悉就是新约、旧约。
But what is the Testament is all about?
那么这个约到底是什么东西
？Actually, the Testament means an agreement.
约也就是对我们来说很简单的解释，就是一个约定，一个誓约
，or a covenant，
或是一个启示过的约定。
In our society, we are living in a society there's lots of contract agreement.Covenant, something like that.
那么大家的生活里面都常会遇到要签合约，签这个约，签那个约的，似乎非常的平常。
Before you take a job, you sign an offer.
那么当我们拿到新工作，我们必须要签个约，签个合约。
Before you buy a house, you sign an offer and sign a contract.
同样的，今天我们买个新房子，也是要签一张合约书。
You strike a deal to do business, you sign a contract.
我们做生意之间，通常都是用合约来约定双方的。
So this contract will govern the relationship between the two bodies.
所以这样的合约也就是由双方成立这个合约的人来遵守上面所写的规定。
So today is the same.
今天也是一样。
We and our God, we are two parties.
今天我们与神是两边的关系。
But what will be our relationship be like?
但是我们跟他的关系像是什么呢
？What is the thing that we have to follow?
什么样的事情我们必须要依着合约来进行呢？
If we follow, what will happen to us?
如果我们按着合约来进行，那我们会得到什么东西呢？
If we do not follow, then what is the trouble that will come to us?
相反的，如果我们不依约而来行，那么我们的问题又在哪里？
So as a Christian, it's very important we go through this covenant, this agreement.
因此，身为一个基督徒，必须要了解什么是约。
Old Testament is God and His people, Israelites. They make a covenant between themselves.
我们看旧约，也就是神以及以色列民所之间所谈定的一个约定。
However, when Jesus came,
但是当主耶稣来临了
，Jesus make a new covenant.
今天主耶稣设立一个新的约
，because the old covenant was not working because the Israelite was breaking it.
因为在旧约的时候，因为以色列人不依照约定来行事，因此被破坏了。
So Jesus come.Make a new one.
所以主耶稣来临，来建立这个新的约。
Not only with the Jews,
不只是跟希伯来人、跟犹太人在一起。
But also with us today,
今天也同样的这个约会上到我们的身上。
So sometimes we talk about the Old Testament.
所以我们谈到旧约的时候。
Now the Bible we have is Chinese or English.
今天我们手边的圣经都是中文或者是英文版。
But original Old Testament, the language was called Hebrew.
但是最原始，也就是最原始的经文，事实上是希伯来文。
It's a difficult language. We don't use it every day unless we live in Israel.
那么今天希伯来文是一个很难学习的一种语文，除非我们住在以色列。
Even I myself, I don't know the language.
那么我自己都不见得了解说这里面真正的内容是什么。
However, if you look at this, these are the alphabet of the Hebrew alphabet.
但是我们看看这个希伯来文的字母。
Just for your reference, it's very, very special, different than English or different than Chinese.
那么大家看来这个希伯来文的字母特别的特殊，不像英文，也不像我们中文。
This is a very old language.
这是一个很古老的一种语言。
Another special thing about this language is all these characters, they only have consonants and they don't have vowels. 他们只有子音，没有母音。
这个希伯来文只有子音，没有母音的。
So basically, we know that if you study linguistics, if a language has no vowel, you cannot pronounce it.
我们都知道，如果学语文学的人都了解，如果这个字没有母音，事实上单单子音是不能够发音的。
So later, the Bible, the scholar, they study and they make a system into the Hebrew where they add all the vowels so that they can pronounce it properly.
因此，研究希伯来文经文的人就将母音加入这些字母当中，使得能够练得出来。
Just for your reference, you don't have to memorize it. It's called a masora. This kind of people, they study the Bible, they put into this system of vowels into the context.
那么这样的马索拉这个学这些也就研究这个经文的人就叫马索拉学派。
Okay. Now talk about the Old Testament.
我们谈谈旧约。
Let's turn to the book of Luke chapter 24.
我们请看路加福音。
Luke chapter 24.
我们请看路加福音。
Verse 44.
路加福音24:44。
The book of Luke, Gospel of Luke chapter 24, verse 44.
路加福音24:44，44节，耶稣对他们说：“这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的。”话说摩西的律法先知的书和诗篇上所记的凡指着我的话都必须应验。
Here Lord Jesus explained to us about the Old Testament can divide into the three categories.
今天主耶稣在这段经节里面告诉我们，在旧约可以分成三个部分。
The first category Jesus called this is the book of Moses or the law of Moses.
第一部分也就是摩西的律法的部分。
It was also called Torah. Torah means law.
那么在英文在希伯来文叫 Torah， 妥拉，也就是说是律法的意思。
This consists of the first five books in the Old Testament，
也就是摩西五经，也就是圣经开始的前五卷书。
The second part was called the prophets，
那么第二部分也就是先知书。
The third portion was called psalms or called writings，
那么第三个部分也就是诗篇，好像一些作品这样子的。
So we know the Bible is not actually it's not one book。
所以我们知道圣经来说并不是所谓的一个从头一个所谓的书
不是一本书
而已。
Today we think of Bible is only one book.
今天我们看到的圣经好像拿起来像是一本，其实它不是单本的书。
Bible is just like a collection of books. It's just like a library.
那么圣经就好像一个图书馆一样，集合了许许多多的作品跟书籍在一起。
Sometimes people will ask，
有时候有人会这么问。
Now, Bible, the Old Testament, when was the first book written?
那么在有人会问了，旧约里面这么多的书卷，哪一卷是最先被写的？
Of course, it's very difficult to tell.
当然，这个回答恐怕很困难了。
But the Old Testament covers a long period of history.
但是我们都知道，旧约事实上涵盖了很长一段人类的历史。
From the beginning and the creation of the world.
从神创造天地开始的时候。
Up to the point about 400 years before the birth of Jesus.
那么一直来到，也就是主前400年前这个时间。
So it's a long period of time.
那么这个时间不算短，是非常长的。
And it's very, very far from us today.
那么今天距离我们也是非常久远的时代。
But this was the Old Testament.
这就是旧约。
And then some people will ask, now your Bible is so old.
有人就这么问了，既然你说旧圣经这么的古远。
How do we know that?The Bible was not lost during the period of translation or copying.
那么今天我们如何去知道说，在这个翻译，在这个转述当中，这个圣经不会失去它真实性呢？
Because we know in the past there was no photocopy machine, there was no printing press. People just copied the Bible, get a copy.
我们都知道，在那个年代，当然没有我们现代的所谓的影印机这一类的，全部是靠手抄手写。
So how do we know the Bible we are using today is?The same or very accurate as the one they used 1,000 or 2,000 years ago.
所以我们今天如何知道我们今天手边的这个圣经的译本是完全的真实，反映出在几千年前圣经的第一本书呢？
It was a very important discovery.
那么在历史上有一件很重要的发现。
During the year of 1947,
在1947年那一年。
In the place called near the Dead Sea.
那么在靠近死海的这块地方
Dead Sea is actually is a lake that in the Middle East in the near Israel.
那么在死海大家都晓得在中东一个事实上是一个湖来的。
So there was one day that there was a shepherd boy.
那么有这么一天，这么一个牧羊的小朋友。
He lost a sheep.
他有一头羊走失了。
So he go around everywhere to try to find it.
因此这个牧羊的小朋友呢就试着要找寻他失掉这匹羊。
And then he come across beside the Dead Sea, there are many caves. There are many caves in the cliff.
在这个找寻当中呢，他发现在死海边上呢有很多的悬崖，在悬崖上都有很多的这个洞穴。
So he was kind of curious, what is inside this cave?
因此他觉得非常好奇，在这死海边上这么多洞穴做什么用呢
？So he threw a stone inside.
所以他投了一块石头进去。
Suddenly he heard a sound of the stone hitting an object.
那么他听到了这个石头撞到一样东西的回音。
Oh, he know there must be something inside, maybe some treasure.
因此他觉得说这个洞里面绝对有东西，要不然不会有这样的回音的。
So he go inside.
因此他进去。
And if discover there are some jars.
他发现有许多的瓶瓶罐罐瓶子。
And he open it.
他打开这些瓶子。
He did not find gold.
那么他没有发现他迷失的羊。
Did not find 没有那黄金、哦。
没有那些黄金。
Did not find silver.
没有发现任何的金银财宝。
Of course, also didn't find his own sheep, which was lost.
当然，他也找不到那一匹羊了。
But open the jar, find out there's lots of scroll, the ancient books.
当他把这些瓶子打开的时候，他发现在这里面有许许多的书卷，一卷一卷的。
He didn't know what is it.
他当然不知道这个内容是什么了。
But later, it was discovered that was the so-called Dead Sea Scroll, the oldest copies of the Bible.
因此，就成为了。最有名的死海古卷
now,
那这个古卷也就是圣经的手抄本
Now this is the picture of the Dead Sea
那么这边我们看到一张照片也就是死海的这个附近的照片
Dead Sea is the lowest point on the earth
死海是地球上最应该是低于海平面最低的部分
It's around 418 meters below the sea level
差不多是418公尺低于海平面
It's very dry
很干的
Whole year, very little rain.
那么全年度是不太下雨的
So that's why the Bible was kept in the jar in this very dry environment can survive for thousands of years.
所以这样的古书卷能够放在瓶子里面放在这么干的环境当中存留了这么几千年
Almost 2,000 years.
差不多两千年的时间
And when the archaeologists and the Bible scholars studied the Dead Sea Scroll
当这些考古学家以及圣经研究学家来打开这个所谓的死海书卷的时候
And they compare the Bible, the Dead Sea Scroll and the Bible we are using today, the Old Testament
所以他们比较这个在死海边上发现的古卷以及今天我们所用到的圣经里面
They find that actually there's not much difference They're very, very similar
他们发现说这两样东西事实上是非常相近
Of course, once in a while you get one or two little words that may be misspelled But actually, it is the same
但是所以当中虽然会发现有一些拼错的读录错的音，但是呢并不影响整个圣经的真实性。
So this is very miraculous.
所以这是一个很大的奇迹。
So the Bible we are using today was not lost in the translation process.
从这里我们可以看见，我们今天所用的圣经并不会因为年代久远了而失去它的真实性。
Now this was another picture of the cave, one of the cave where they found the jar.
那么在这边我们可以看到，这里有岩石上有洞穴，那这些洞穴就是发现这些古卷的地方。
It was the surrounding environment.
那么这就是死海边上这些悬崖附近的部分。
Very dry place.
可以看得出来，附近都很干的。
This was the same kind of jar which was used to place the scroll in the cave.
那这样的一个瓶子，这样的容器呢，就是之前放书卷的容器。
This was another kind of jar.
那这是另外一种容器。
Now this was one of the picture of the so-called Dead Sea Scroll.
那么这张照片也告诉我们这个书卷的一小块部分。
This was the Torah, which is the law of Moses.
那么这个就是 Torah, 就是我们刚才讲到的摩西五经那个部分。
Because the year was so long ago, so many fragments already deformed and also started to spoil, but we can still see the letter.
大家都知道，因为时间太过久远，所以我们看到它有破碎的程度，但是多少都还看得到部分圣经的经文在里面。
This is the book of Psalm.
那么这里是诗篇。
So this was the area which they find the Dead Sea Scroll. They call the Qumran community.
那么这个社区，也就是这个环境里面，就是发现所有的古卷的地方。
So this kind of people those people who copied the Dead Sea Scroll, most likely they were living in this part of the places, and later they put the scroll inside the cave.
换句话说，他们考古学家认为，在这个所谓的部落这个村落里面呢，这些人手抄本之后，就同时的放在这些岩洞里面。
So why we are talking about all this?
所以我们为什么要讲这些呢？
This is just to prove us that the Bible we are using today is the same as 2,000 years ago.
今天我们所要讲的一个重点，就是今天我们在用的圣经跟2000年手抄本的那个圣经是完全一样的。
Now, how about the New Testament?
那我们换过来说说新约吧。
The New Testament was written in Greek.
那么新约圣经是由希腊文编写。
So this was the alphabet. We have 24 alphabet in the language of Greek.
那么在希腊文里面，最基本有24个字母，就好像这样一样。
And the New Testament actually can be divided into three categories.
新约圣经分类为三大类。
The first part was the gospel book.
首先大家都晓得就是福音书。
We know there are four gospel there.
我们都知道有四福音书。
The second portion,
第二部分呢
could be called the letters.
我们可以叫它是一种书信。
For example, the letters in the Acts or the Paul letter or other letters.
所以在书信当中我们大家都熟悉的使徒行传啦，保罗的书信，保罗书这些东西。
And then lastly, we have one very special book called the Book of Revelations.
那么第三个也就是很特别的一个部分，就是启示录这块。
So also the New Testament is not only one book, but a collection of different books.
同样的像旧约一样，新约也是一样，是收集了许许多的书以及作品在一起。
So around about New Testament, we have different kind of copies, different kind of manuscript.
那么在新约圣经里面有许许多多的手抄本啊。
Around more than 5,000 exist today.
那么估计大概有5,000种的手抄本在现在市面上。
So sometimes people call original Greek text. Actually, there are many, many different original Greek texts.
那么有人说我手边这本是这个原文，原始的希腊文。事实上，这已经不是最原始的，是好多种。
Okay, so let's talk about what is the Word of God, what is the Bible.
那我们现在来谈谈了，那什么是圣经呢？
Here, Bible tell us the Bible is inspired by God.
刚才我们都知道，圣经是由神所默示的。
Let's turn to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16.
我们请看提摩太后书第三章第十六节。
2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16.
提摩太后书第三章第十六节，十六节，圣经都是神所默示的。于教训督责使人归正教导人学义都是有益的。
17.
第十七节教属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
Here tell us the Bible actually is inspired by God.
这里告诉我们一句很重要的精神，圣经是由神所默示的。
Yes, it was through different people in different time the Bible was written.
当然我们都知道圣经中许许多的书卷作品是经由时间以及经由各式各样的人来写出来的。
However, human being was only a pen.
但是我们都知道对圣经而言人的笔只是一支笔而已。
It actually, the idea, the all the message directly come from God.
但是动用这支笔来写的这个头却是神。
The Bible is good for correcting, teaching, and bring us, edifying us.
这里告诉我们圣经的功能在哪里，要教训、督责、使人归正。
So today when we read the Bible,
所以今天我们读经的时候
，Don't think it is written by any human being.
我们不要想说这个是用是人来写出来的。
Actually, it's God writing to us.
事实上是神所写出来的。
If we hear the sermon,
如果我们经由这个正道听到了。
We don't think this is the speech by a human being.
我们不要认为这只是单单是人的一个道理而已。
Actually, it is the word of God.
事实上是神的道理。
God talking to us through the word, through the Bible.
那么今天神要借由圣经和我们说话。
And the Bible tells us in John chapter 5, verse 39.
那么圣经中也告诉我们在约翰福音第五章三十九节这里告诉我们。
Bible tells in the Bible, in the scripture, they are eternal life.
那么在道理里面有永生的生命存在。
So, testify for Lord Jesus Christ.
那么这个就要为神来做见证。
Now, secondly,
第二点
，The article of faith tells us that our Bible is the only scriptural truth.
那么十大信条里面也告诉我们说，信圣经是唯一的根据。
Today in this world, there are many different kind of standard.
今天我们都知道，这个世界上有各式各样的标准。
Especially even in Christianity today, there are many, many different faiths.
那么，就算我们把它缩小，来到基督教界里面，都有不一样的信仰。
People use, different kind of sources or tradition to teach people.
今天我们看到人用不一样的传统以及教训来教训众人。
However, the Bible tells us.
但是圣经告诉我们
，If the gospel was changed, there will be a big problem.
那么，如果谁更改了这个福音，那就有问题了。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians chapter 1.
我们请看加拉太书了。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 6.
加太书第一章第六节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 6 to 8.
加太书第六章。
Chapter 1 verse 6 to 8.
第一章第六节。加太书第一章第六节到第八节。一章六节。我希奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的。去从别的福音第七节那并不是福音不过有些人搅扰你们要把基督的福音更改了第八节但无论是我们是天上来的使者若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同他就应当被咒诅
Here Paul was very serious about the gospel
我们看到保罗在这个地方非常严正声明福音的正确性
Paul told the people in Galatians
保罗告诉加拉太的信徒
becausePeople in Galatians they received the gospel
因为加拉太的信徒们收已经得到福音了
however later another kind of people go there to preach to them another gospel
这里告诉我们有另外一群人来这边传给他们不一样的福音
they changed the original gospel a little bit
他们甚至更改了他们原来所听到最原来的福音
so Paul tell them
所以保罗说了
you cannot change the word of God
你不可以去更改神的话
if anyone use another standard to teach you anything
如果别人用另外一个标准来告诉你另外一样的福音
that person will receive curse from God
那么这样的人就会被咒诅
so this is very serious
这是一个严重的问题
so the Bible is the only scriptural truth
所以圣经是一个唯一的根据
we cannot add, we cannot subtract
我们不能够增不能够减
let's turn to the book of Revelation chapter 22
我们请看到最后启示录
Revelation chapter 22 verse 18
启示录第二十二章的第十八节
Revelation chapter 22 verse 18
启示录第二十二章的第十八节我向一切听见这书上预言的做见证若有人在这预言上加添什么神必将写在这书上的灾祸加在他身上十九节这书上的预言若有人删去什么神必从这书上所写的生命树和圣城删去他的份
So here is a very serious prophecy
在这里告诉我们一个很严重的预言了
So Bible tell us if we add anything to the book
今天在这里告诉我们如果我们在这个书上增加什么
Then God will add the trouble God will add the cursing upon us
那么这增加的灾祸就要加在那人身上
However today many people try to add many things to the Bible
今天我们也都听到了许许多人都加了许多的东西来到圣经里面。
But the Bible never tell us to observe Christmas.
好比说圣经从来没有告诉我们必须要来所谓的守圣诞节了。
However, today Christianity, they're used to observing or celebrating Christmas.
但是我们放眼观去今天的基督教界许许多多人都在这个所谓的庆祝这个圣诞节。
In 2 months time, there will be Easter.
那么比如说两个月后就是我们所谓的复活节了。
However, the Bible never tells us to celebrate Easter.
但是圣经里面从没有告诉我们我们要来庆祝来遵守这个复活节。
So whatever Bible does not contain, we cannot add inside.
因此这些种种类似的东西凡是在圣经里面不存在的，我们不可以因为自己的意思加进去。
And however, here the Bible tells us, if the Bible has something, but you cannot take away, you cannot deduct it.
第二个部分告诉我们，这书上的预言，如果有人删去什么
，For example, Bible tells us the Ten Commandments, the fourth one is to observe the Sabbath.
比如说十大这个诫命里面，第四个诫命告诉我们一定要遵守安息日。
If today Christian do not keep the Holy Sabbath,
今天身为一个基督徒不遵守安息日的话
，take away one.
那么拿掉这一条。
So according to this verse, God will remove the blessing from us, remove our name in the book of life.
根据这十九节告诉我们，如果删去的，那么要从这书上的，要从书上所写的生命树以及圣城移去他所有的份。
So concerning our faith, the Bible is the only standard.
所以跟我们信仰最有关系的圣经可以说是唯一的根据。
But other religion, they have more than other books more than the Bible besides the Bible.
但是我们看到许许多多的信这个教派里面，除了圣经，他们还信其他的书。
For example, the Catholic besides the Bible, they have their own tradition, they have their own other books 旁经啊。
所以你们看到，我们会看到，除了圣经里面，很多人加了所谓的旁经，尤其像天主教这样的。
Or the tradition,
或是加上一些他们的传统。
Or the Mormons, they have another book, the Mormon 经哈。
或是
不过 Mormon。
摩门教里面就出现了所谓的摩门经了。
They also believe that the Book of Mormon also was is the standard.
所以他们在摩门教里面也确定相信摩门经也是他们一部分的信仰。
However, the Bible tells us only scriptural truth, cannot add, cannot deduct.
但是圣经在这里告诉我们，很简单，也是很重要的。圣经是唯一的根据，不可以多，不可以少。
And the Bible is our standard of our Christian living.
圣经跟我们的生活来说是一个生活的准则了。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22.
我们来到，我们看一下雅各书。
The book of James, chapter 1, verse 22.
我们看雅各书第一章第二十二节。
The book of James, chapter 1, verse 22.
雅各书第一章第二十二节，第二十二节，只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。二十三节，因为听到而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。
好 ，verse 24.
二十四节，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
Okay, here Bible tells us.Every day we should use the mirror.
这里告诉我们，每天我们都用镜子。
For example, this morning when we got up, we have to view the mirror. That was the first thing we have to do.
那么就好像我们今天早上一起来，第一件事已经看，一定是用镜子来整理自己。
Now see the brother and sister. We dress well. We make ourselves well presented, and we come to the chapel.
所以我们看到弟兄姐妹来到会堂的时候，大家都是打扮整齐，非常干净的。
But what helped us to change ourselves to make ourselves presentable?
那怎么样？如何让我们能够看起来外表整齐清洁呢
？We have to use the mirror.
我们当然用镜子了。
Oh, if you see the mirror, oh, this hair is too long. I have to cut it.
我们看到镜子里面头发太长了，就要剪头发。
The beard is too long. I have to shave it.
那么胡子太长了，就要刮胡子。
So you have to need the mirror.
我们当然每天都需要这面镜子。
So what is the spiritual mirror?
那么我们属灵的镜子在哪里
？Here, Bible tells us the word of God is the mirror.
圣经告诉我们这。神的话就是我们生活的镜子。
However, if we just hear and don't change our deeds,
但是重点来了，我们如果只听了而不改
，it's just like oh, viewing a mirror and go away without doing anything.
那么就好像我们看了镜子，知道自己的问题，但是走了也不更改。
So actually, we always view the mirror.
因此，我们要常常要看镜子。
Every time after every services,
每一次，也就是每一次经过一个这个正道之后
，on our way home,
在我们安息日聚会结束之后
，we think.
Today, 我们想想
I hear I spend 1 or 2 hours listening.
那么我花了一个小时两个小时坐在这边听到
Now this week what should I need to change?
那么我未来这一周我到底要改什么
I have to change it.
那么我要如何来改
If I do not change it then I waste 2 hours here.
如果我不改还是照旧的话那么我在今天就白白浪费两个小时
If I change then this 2 hours is worth it.
如果我真的在下周改了那么这两个小时我花的就值得
So this is the Christian living, very important.
所以这就是我们一个基督徒在生活上很重要的一个准则
Let's turn to the book of Hebrew, chapter 4, verse 12.
我们请看希伯来书第四章
The book of Hebrew, chapter 4, verse 12.
希伯来书第四章第十二节希伯来书第四章第十二节第十二节神的道是活泼的是有功效的比一切两刃的剑更快甚至 魂和灵骨节与骨髓都能刺入破开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
Verse 13,
十三节，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤裸敞开的。
Here Bible tells us the word of God is just like a surgeon's knife, very sharp.
这边告诉我们了又一个形容，圣经的道理就好像一个手术刀那么利。
We know when we have sickness, we need to have an operation.
我们都知道，如果生病了，医生如果要开刀了
，the surgeon uses a very sharp surgeon knife。
那么手术师就用很锋利的刀来动手术。
He scratch it and then, wow, the blood, the skin all come out。
那么一刀下去，连皮连肉都可以一次切开。
So that's why I tell us when we hear the word of God, sometimes we may not feel very pleasant。
所以以这个比喻来说，当我们听到神的道理的时候，有时候我们会觉得心里不愉快、不舒服。
Sometimes we may think, wow, that speaker is talking about me。
我们有时候会觉得这个人讲的这个道理好像针对我来的。
Actually, he is not talking about anybody.
其实在这里没有预设任何的立场。
But sometimes God's word will just strike us, will just touch us.
但是很奇妙的，神的话就这么奇妙的会扎入我们的心。
Especially the deepest point in our life, nobody knows, but we also know sometimes we're exposed.
因为神的话这把刀要进入人最深处，完全不让别人知道那个深处。
But this is a good knife.
但是这是一把好刀。
This is a surgeon knife.
因为这就是一把手术刀。
This is the knife which can save us.
因为这把刀要来救我们的命。
This is the knife that removes our tumors.
因为这个把刀要移掉我们所长的肿。
This is the knife want to remove our sin.
那么这把刀就要移掉我们所犯下的罪物。
This is the knife is going to heal us.
那么这把刀要来救我们的生命的。
We must let the word of God to cut us.
因此，我们要用神的话来真的剖开我们。
The word of God is living, it's not dead.
那么这边告诉我们说，神的道是活的，不是死的。
Okay, now some people may argue.
重点来了，有的人会这么问我们。
How do you prove to me the Bible is truly the word of God?
你如何证明我跟我证明说圣经就是神的话
？Because different religion have their own different books.
因为每一个教派都有他自己所信的一本书。
Muslim they have Quran.
那么就好像可兰经。
回教徒、啊、
在回教徒里面就像可兰经一样。
Buddhists they have the 佛经 the Buddha book.
那么就好像佛教他们有一本佛经。
So、how do you tell me this Bible is?Special is really the word of God.
那么你一个基督徒说圣经，那么如何说圣经就是神的话呢
？Basically, we simply give three reasons to them.
那么很简单的有三个理由。
First, we tell them.
首先
，from the fulfillment of the prophecy.
也就是我们看到这些预言的实现。
In the Bible, there are many prophecy.
我们在圣经里面看到许许多多的预言。
We know people difficult to predict about the future.
人很难去预测说未来的事情。
For example, I ask you, what will happen for you tomorrow? We cannot tell.
好像我们问一个很简单的问题，明天要发生什么事，我们没有个人知道。
Not even next minute what will happen, we don't know.
我们甚至没有办法去预测说下一秒钟要干什么。
However, the Bible foretell many things, hundreds or even thousands years ahead.
但是我们看到整本圣经已经预测甚至预言几千年后所要发生的事情。
For example, the birth of Lord Jesus Christ.
比如说我们都知道的主耶稣的诞生
The Bible foretold it long time
主耶稣的降生事实上几千年前在圣经里面就已经预言到了
Already prophesied how he would be born
那么也预言到他如何来被生下来
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14
来我们看一下以赛亚书
The book of Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14
以赛亚书第七章的第十四节
The book of Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14
以赛亚书第七章第十四节第七章第十四节，以赛亚书。因此，主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
This verse was written around 600 years before the birth of Jesus.
这个经节大概是在主前600多年前所写的。
The prophet, through the inspiration of God, already foretold a savior will be born to you.
在这个地方已经借由神的启示来说明来。事实上来这个所谓的
先知、
先知告诉我们说会有主耶稣的出生、
Here tell us your savior will be born of a virgin
这边告诉我们说这个救世主要由童女怀孕生子
And this fulfilled many hundred years later
但是我们看到几百年之后真的验证了
So many historical events was foretold in the Bible
那么这一类的所谓的预言有许许多多在圣经里面
For example, the fall of Jerusalem, the destruction of the Israel.
比如说以色列民的 被毁灭，跟王国都已经在圣经里面记载得很清楚。
And also foretold when they restore, when they come back.
而且也告诉了，也预言了说他们会重新复活的。
So this to tell us, Bible is really special, is the word of God.
所以在这里证明说这是一个神的书，非常特别。
Secondly, there's no contradiction.
第二个就是说，圣经里面我们找不到所谓的矛盾的地方。
We already said the Bible is not one book. Actually, it's a collection of books.
我们刚才都提到了，圣经不是所谓的一本书，而是集合起来的所有的书。
Totally, Bible has 66 books.
那么在圣经总共有66卷的书。
More than 40 authors.
那么超过了40个作者。
For the time span more than 1,600 years.
这整个年代来跨大概超过了6000多年。
1,600多年。So, they write together around the same theme.
他们大家都围在一个集中点来写这本书，
一个主题。The theme is the salvation of God.
那么这个主题就是神的救恩。
And they have no contradiction.
在这个神的救恩当中，我们看不到任何的矛盾点。
You can use another verse to explain this verse.
我们可以用这个经节解释另外一个经节。
And then another verse can back up this verse.
我们可以用后面那个经节来证明前面那个经节。
Without God, this is impossible.
没有神的存在，这样的书籍是写不出来的。
For example, today we have 100 people here.
今天比如说我们在座有100多位。
We want to write a big novel.
我们要写一本大的小说。
I give you everybody one piece of paper.
我给大家一张纸一支笔。
Everybody write one page.
那么每一个人写一张。
You cannot talk to each other.
不可以互相交谈。
After 1 hour.
一个小时之后。
I collect all the paper.
我把所有的纸收回来。
Can this paper become one complete book or novel?
那我们收回来这100多张纸可不可以真的放在一起变一本书啊？
It's not possible.
不可能的。
Because they write different things or contradict each other.
因为每一个人所想的是不一样，写的东西就不一样。
However, the Bible has no contradiction.
但是我们回来看圣经却没有任何矛盾的地方。
The Bible can explain each other and back up each other.
我们看到书与书、节与节之间都能够互相支援、互相解释。
This to tell us the Bible is special.
所以这又一次证明圣经的奇妙的地方。
Thirdly, time can prove.
第三点就是时间能够见证证明。
Throughout the history, many people try to discredit or disprove the Bible.
在历史当中，许许多人都希望能够打败这本圣经。
This guy was called Friedrich Nietzsche.
那么这个人叫做 Friedrich Nietzsche.
He was a philosopher.
那么他是一个哲学家。
One day he proclaimed.
有一天他怎么说了
？Oh, God is dead.
他说神死了。
Because he's a philosopher, he doesn't believe in God.
因为他是个哲学家，所以他完全不信神。
So he proclaimed this, God is dead, very famous.
因此他很有名的言论就是说神已经死了。
However, after he proclaimed God is dead,
但他宣称说神已经死了之后
，not many years later,
不久之后
，around 6 or 7 years later,
大概6、7年之后啊
，he himself have mental illnesses.
那么他就自己有这个所谓精神上的问题。
He become crazy.
他疯了。
And also he died.
然后死了。
So after he proclaimed God is dead, God never died.
那么在他宣称说神已经死了，神却没有死。
He himself died first.
那么他自己却先死了。
He himself become crazy.
那么他自己先疯了。
But today, many people still reading the Bible.
但是今天有许许多人还是继续在读经。
Many people read the Bible and find the Bible is a source of life to them.
那么许许多人读完圣经之后，发现说这是他们生命的准则。
And the Bible also today is the best seller.
再来说到圣经是今天世界上最畅销的书籍。
Now every year more than 100 million Bible was sold. Were sold each year.
那么每一年都超过100万本的
一亿本
的圣经来卖出。
So in 1996 in the British newspaper Time newspaper they were saying like this.
那么在英国时代杂志里面有这么说过，在1996年的时候。
Because every country they have a books of a list of bestseller.
那么每一个国家当然都知道，我们都看到这个所谓的列出所谓最畅销书籍。
Here tell us，
这边告诉我们
，If the Bible would be included into the bestseller list，
如果圣经是可以包含在这个最畅销书的行列里面
，then no other book can become the bestseller。
那么没有任何书可以超过圣经的畅销程度。
Because always Bible is the bestseller。
因为不管在任何地方、任何国家，圣经都是最畅销书籍。
In every country。
在每一个国家
All the time,
在所有时间点上面
Bible is always the top, the bestseller.
圣经总是最好最畅销的书
Harry Potter is nothing compared to the Bible.
那我们看看那些哈利波特就不用谈了吧
So this is very important.
所以这很重要的
So the, of course it's impossible to count how many Bible were ever sold during the history.
那么在历史这一路过来我们没有人可以有办法算出圣经到底大概卖多少本
However, the Bible Society tried to count the Bible print between 1816 to 1975,
那么圣经公会有这么一个很有趣的数字，1816年到1975年，圣经开始印制。
How many Bible were printed?
那么在那个时候，总共印制了多少本
？Around 2.458 billion, 24亿本。
那么差不多印了24亿本。
Now how about the years up to 1992?
那么来到1992年呢
？Almost 6 billion Bible were printed.
那么这60亿本的圣经再度被印出。
In the world, there are more than 2,000 languages.
那么世界上总共超过2000种语言。
But the Bible were translated in many different dialects.
但是我们圣经却翻译成各式各样的语言在世界上。
So the Bible is very important.
所以再度告诉我们圣经的重要性了。
It was written the time span of 16,000 years.
那么刚才我们提过，它总共时间是1600年。
40 authors, more than 40 authors.
那么超过40个作者。
So this is a 3,000 years old book.
那么这是一本3000年前的书。
Today people ask, well, you say Bible is so old. Is there any other book which is as old as the Bible?
那么今天有人会问了，你说圣经这么久远，这么古老的书，有没有任何的书籍可以跟圣经比美呢
？Yes, there are many books. They are also so old.
但当然，在历史上有许许多多的书卷都是很古老的。
However, those books nowadays were put into the museum.
但是今天我们看到这些古老的书籍或书卷都在这些所谓的陈列馆里面了。
Nobody will read it.
没有人会再看了。
Nobody will discuss it nowadays.
没有人会再讨论它的内容是什么。
However, this book.
但是今天手边这本书
，Even though it's more than 3,000 years old.
虽然超过了3000年
，But today we are still discussing it.
但是今天我们仍然拿出来看，拿出来讨论。
Today we are still changing our life.
今天还是用这本书来改变我们的生命。
Today when we read, we still have the feeling.
今天我们读了之后，在我们的生活里面，我们还是有感觉的。
So this book is different.
所以这本书真的告诉我们它的不同性。
So why do we talk about all this today?
所以今天我们为什么要谈这么多圣经
？Now following is the most important thing.
那么紧接下来就更重要了。
How do we read the Bible then?
我们如何读经呢？
First, we need one determination.
首先，我们要立一个志向。
Whatever we do, without a determination, we cannot success.
我们都知道，做什么事都要立志，要不然我们完全不能够完成的。
Sometimes we think the Bible is a big book.
我们有时候想，圣经是一本这么大本的书。
There's no picture.
里面没有图画的。
So it's very difficult to finish it.
有时候觉得很难去完成它。
However, we must finish it.
但是我们必须要完成。
We have to read it.
我们必须要读它。
Imagine if you have your beloved father.
今天我们想一想，如果我们有
很爱你的父亲，
很爱我们的父亲。
He wrote a letter to you 20 years ago.
20年前，他写了这么一封信给我。
If you love the father,
如果我们爱我们的父亲
，Can you keep the letter unopened until 20 years or 30 years?
那么，对我们自己来说，我们怎么可能把那个信封住，完全不看呢
？If you love your father, when you receive the letter, you open it immediately.
我们爱我们的父亲，当我们收到父亲来的信，我们当然要打开来看。
Today we believe in Jesus. Some of us more than 20 years.
今天我们信主的人，有人超过20几年了。
30 years.
30年。
40 years.
40年了。
But have we ever really opened the Bible and read it once?
但是我们是问问自己了，是不是我们真的从头到尾都读经过一次
？Yes, we hear the word of God every week.
当然，我们每个礼拜来安息日都听到神的话。
There was a brother.
有这么一个弟兄。
One time there was a truth seeker sit beside him.
那么有一个慕道者就坐在他旁边。
He think, I want to help this truth seeker.
他想说，我当然要很热忱的接待跟帮忙。
And the speaker said, okay, let's turn to the book of Obadiah.
他听到说。台上说，我们来翻开厄巴迪亚书。
Yeah, Matthew, I know. Look, I know, but Obadiah, where's it? Where's it? So difficult to find.
我知道马太福音、路加福音，但是厄巴迪亚书在哪里
？Wow, he's waiting because the truth seeker sat behind waiting.
他觉得有点尴尬，脸红流汗了。
Finally, look to the other one. Where's Obadiah?
然后他赶快找旁边救援，说厄巴迪亚书到底在哪里
？Feel so embarrassed.
觉得非常的难堪呐。
So he decided.
所以他决定了。
One day, I will read the Bible.
有一天我要把整本圣经读遍。
Jesus loved me so much. I have to read the whole book.
主耶稣爱我这么深，我当然要读他的书。
Make a determination.
我们要立一个志。
And continue it.
然后继续前进。
This year, 2007.
今年2007年。
I want to read the Bible.
我要来读经。
Okay, secondly.
第二点。
We need a fixed time slot.
我们要找一个固定的时间。
Nowadays life is very busy.
今天我们都知道大家生活脚步都非常的快速。
It's easy to make a determination.
很容易就立个志。
Many people say, "Okay, this year I want to read the Bible."
很多人说好，今年2007年我来读经吧。
Let me start from Genesis.
我从创世纪开始。
Every day read one chapter.
每一天念一章。
Okay, the first week continue.
那么第一周不错。
Second week a bit busy.
那么第二周忙了。
Okay, maybe read less.
我们就少读一点吧。
Third week only read one chapter.
那么第三周只读一章。
Okay, and then stop at the end of Genesis.
然后就在创世纪停下来。
Okay, next year.
明年到。
Let me make a determination again.
08年我再立个志。
Okay, let me start from Genesis.
那么我再从创世纪开始。
And read again.
那么从头开始。
So always is on Genesis.
所以我们看发现我们总是从创世纪开始。
The Bible, always stuck on Genesis.
那么我们都总是卡在创世纪。
And 那个黑黑的哈，翻那个时候。
那黑色的，我们看到边上的黑色的都是在创世纪上面。
Because only stop in Genesis.
因为我们总是都停在创世纪上。
Cannot leave Egypt.
那么我们没有办法离开埃及了。
So this year we want to have a fixed time slot.
所以今天我们要能够找一个固定的时间。
Think about what is my bedtime slot. If I want to read the Bible, I want to continue. I have to keep a fixed time slot.
所以今天在我们睡觉之前，我们找一个固定的时间。如果我已经立志要读经了，那我们这个时间就要找出来。
Some people they are morning people, so can read in the morning.
有些人是早起的，那么可以早上读经。
Some people are light people, they can read it before sleep.
那么有些人是晚睡的，那么就晚上读经。
If you're so busy, you cannot find time either.
如果你真的太忙了，找不到时间了。
Buy an audio CD Bible reading。
那么找一个
CD 读的
一个读的 CD 啊，能够听到声音的 CD。
When you drive, you can play the CD inside the somebody read the Bible for you。
那么这种电子书籍，也就是说我们在开车的时候都可以放来听得到的。
Make a determination and then find a fixed time slot。
那么我们立志之后就要找个固定的时间。
And then thirdly, find a quiet heart and a good environment.
那么第三个方法就是找一个安静的心，找个安静的环境。
Don't think that, why the TV is turned on. Okay, during the advertisement, let me read one chapter.
当然我们在看一面看电视啊，现在广告了，我们再读一章吧。
That doesn't work.
那么这样的光，这样果效不好的。
Close the door.
我们要关上门。
Shut ourselves in a room.
把心门也关好。
Pray first.
我们祷告。
And then quiet heart, even 15 minutes, quiet time.
然后我们找一个15分钟真的安静有效果的时间。
Then we'll find it so different.
那我们会发现这个效果不同了。
Fourth, we need a notebook.
第四，我们需要一本笔记。
When you read the Bible, don't just read, but we must read it aloud.
我们读经的时候不是只有这样眼读而浏览而已，我们要读出来。
And then when you find a good verse,
我们感觉到非常好的经节
，then you can copy it down.
我们就把它抄下来。
So that this can become easy to memorize.
所以这个经节我们对我们来说就很容易记住。
Now, it is some difficult passage.
当然当中有许多比较艰难的部分。
Can also write down.
我们同样把它抄下来。
When we come to church,
来到教会了。
We can ask elder.
我们问问长老。
We'll ask preacher.
问问传道。
What does it mean?
那么这是什么意思呢？
Well, we are more than happy to tell you, to share with you.
大家都非常很高兴的跟大家一起来分享。
And don't think that, I must understand everything when I read every day.
那么我们不用去这么强迫自己说每天我读的都每一句都要去完全了解。
Just read.
只要读过
the more you read, the more you understand.
那么读越多，在未来就了解的越多。
Fifthly,
第五个
we need a highlighter.
我们需要一支比较有颜色的笔。
So when you come to the good verses, you always underscore it.
比如说我们看到好的经节，我们就把它稍微画一下。
So next time when you know, I read this passage, I know this Bible verse before.
所以当我们下次再读到这个经节的时候，我们看到曾经看过，然后也把它有颜色下来。
Number six, we need our own Bible.
第六点，我们需要自己的圣经了。
Why?
为什么
？Bible is our weapon.
因为圣经就是我们的武器。
Bible is our map.
圣经就是我们的地图。
Bible is our GPS.
那么圣经就是我们的导航器。
We need it. We need to have one personal Bible.
我们必须要自己个人使用的圣经。
You see all the athlete, right? All the athlete star.
我
athlete 要运动明星。
我们看到这些运动的明星。
For example, tennis.
比如说那些打这个网球的。
Everyone, they have their own racket.
我们看这些运动明星都有他们自己使用的器具。
Because they think I'm used to this racket.
因为他们觉得比如网球明星，他觉得这个拍子是他用的最好的。
I'm so used to it, so I have to use it every day.
既然我用的最好，我每天就要用了。
Of course, in the church there are many Bibles.
当然，教会里面有很多公用的圣经。
But if we have our own Bible,
但是如果我们有自己的圣经
，we read it every day.
如果我们每天自己读了
，and then when we come to church, we bring our own Bible.
我们来到教会带着自己的圣经。
When you hear the word of God, you can underscore.
当我们听到神的话的时候，我们可以把它划线，把它着色。
That become yours, and then you find you feel more attached, more personal feeling to the Bible.
那么这样子，我们对这本书、这本圣经就有更多的个人的感情在里面。
Bible become your friend.
那么这本圣经就要变我们的朋友了。
So this is very precious.
所以非常宝贵的。
So usually the Bible in the church is good, but we have to use our own Bible better.
当然，教会有提供给大家使用的圣经，但是我们有个人的那是最好。
Number seven.
第七个。
We can have a Bible reading chart.
我们可以有一张所谓的读经的记录卡。
Our library, they have a lot of Bible reading chart. When you read one chapter, you cross one blanket.
那么在我们的图书馆里面有这样的卡片，当我们读一章、读一节、读一本书，我们就可以画一下。
We can ask our librarian later to bring it here so that we can take some home if you want.
那我们可以找这些图书馆管理员帮我们带一些出来，我们每一个人都带一张回去使用。
After you read one chapter, you cross it. Two chapters, you cross it.
那么每读一章，就把它画一条线。
And then you know where you progress.
那么这样我们都知道说我们停在哪里。
When I was in U.S. attending the minister seminar,
我在美国参加这个传道者神训练班的时候。
And then there was a 灵修会的时候。
灵修会的时候。
There was one old deacon stand up.
那么有这么一个老执事站起来了。
He was sharing.
他跟大家分享。
I hear the minister tell us, "Oh, read the Bible every day."
那么我听到传道说了，说我们要每天读经。
Now here I have this deck, this pile of Bible reading chart.
那么我现在手边有这么一叠的读经记录卡。
2005, I finished one time.
那么2005年我读完一次。
2004, I finished another time.
2004年我也读完一次。
2003, I finished another time.
2003年也读完一次。
Wow, he said, "Oh, this is my sharing. I don't know what to say, but." I try to read the Bible.
那我就每天的读经，这是我跟大家分享。
Wow, his glasses was very thick.
他的眼镜很厚的。
But he tried to read the Bible.
但是他却很努力的读经。
Reading the Bible is the best because Bible is my friend. The Word of God is my friend.
因为对他来讲，在他生活当中，这个神的话，这本圣经就是他的朋友一样。
So finally, we add one more point.
所以最后我们加一点。
How can we persist in this Bible reading plan?
那么我们如何的能够这个尽力的来？完成这个所谓的读经的习惯。
Of course, we can read by ourselves.
当然，我们可以自己读。
It's the better if we can read with our family members.
但是最好就全家人一起读。
If we are couples, believe in Jesus.
如果我们夫妻都信主的。
Every day, read one chapter together.
那么每一天一起来读一章。
If the parent and children together.
如果父母亲跟小孩在一起。
Okay, before turn on the TV, let's read one chapter together as a family.
那我们看电视之前，我们一起来读一章经节，这是家庭的好处。
When you have a companion, it's easy to continue.
那么当我们有伴一起来读经的话，比较容易前进。
Our Lord loves us so much.
我们的主爱我们。
He wrote this letter for us more than 3,000 years ago.
3,000年前他写了这么宝贵的书信给我们。
And then today, have we opened it?
今天我们真的打开了吗？
This is the most wonderful book.
因为这是一本最奇妙的书。
It's going to change our life.
因为这个奇妙的书要改变我们的生活。
Give us strength.
要给我们力量。
Guide our way.
要带领我们的脚步。
But we have to open it.
但是我们要打开它。
So let's make a determination.
今天我们要在这里立志了。
Let's sing him.
我们一起唱诗。
25.
25首。